And now, your host, Mofo.
Hello, everyone, for another exciting segment of the Mofo Radio Show. I am, of course, your host, Mofo. And today's show's topic is one that's kind of been on the tips of everybody's tongues for the past couple of campaigns, but this campaign was the first time it's ever been implemented in BFE, and that would be, of course, the notion of forced random, where everybody, no matter what, no matter how much money they're thinking about paying, got put on whatever side by a roll of a die. And so I guess the thinking behind this was that, you know, it would even out the teams, kind of break up the Axis and Allied for lifers, and, you know, try to give a new life to the community. But in fact, it seems that it hasn't had that effect at all. In some cases, you've had Axis for lifers or Allied for lifers. As in my case, I ended up in Axis, so, you know, that kind of went out the window. But then also, you know, it was supposed to kind of even out numbers, and it didn't. So far, the Axis have been crushing the Allies in numbers. So I have here with me today Rar, a notorious Allied for lifer, to discuss this with me. So welcome to the show, Rar.
Thank you. I guess I'm going to start off by introducing myself. I've been here for quite a few campaigns now since BFE9, and I've been allies each campaign. And the forced random thing, I mean, some have been arguing it for a few campaigns now, but as we can see, it really didn't turn out as we had hoped.
Right, right. So, well, what's your take on it? You know, how has it affected you being an Allied for lifer and ending up as Axis? How has it affected your gameplay?
Well, I haven't played this campaign, frankly. As going into the campaign, I tried very hard to try to and strike a deal with Virus, the tournament admin, and get over to the Allies, but he wouldn't budge, so I told him to mark my words, I'm not going to play as an Axis. I mean, I don't have anything against the Axis, but, I mean, there is a very definite feel between the Allies and the Axis. I mean, I can see this just by hanging around the forums and all. So, I think if someone gets used to playing as the Allies and then they bump over to the Axis, such as I did, it's very different. The procedures, how everything's handled, and the whole CO grunt structure is treated on a very different level than it is on the Allies.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, I remember when I switched over to the SAS after spending many, many, many campaigns as Axis, and I did that voluntarily. Went over to the SAS because, you know, I finally decided I was going to try the other side and see what I was, quote-unquote, missing. And, you know, personally, for my play style, I thought Allies were absolutely horrible. I mean, just the way their officer structure was, the way things were run, it seemed totally haphazard and just not something that I enjoyed. You know, I like to see a little bit more structure. I like to see the officers taking a little more responsibility. I like seeing the NCOs taking more responsibility. On Allies, it was just, well, he did all right. Yeah, let's promote him. You know, oh, he doesn't do I have to do anything else. Yeah, let's just promote him. He was good last campaign. Let's make him an officer. You know, that's what I saw a lot of going on the Allies. And then on Axis, it's more often than not the case.
Well, that's exactly what I like about the Allies. It's a lot less strict, as in, I mean, the COs and that, you don't really see them as COs. They're just kind of one of the other guys screw around a lot on TS, screw around a lot in the game. I mean, yeah, that could be bad for the battle, but it's just a lot more fun to be playing that way. And I think with this forced random thing, going back to the topic, a lot of the Axis guys who got bumped over into the Allies and now are COs or NCOs are using their experience from the Axis. So I think people who are playing as Allies and past campaigns that are now playing this campaign are receiving a much different feel, and that could be leading to some of the number problems.
Oh, that's very true. I mean, if you look at it, all of the officers from the AXSF, save for myself and Osrer, ended up on the Allies, and a lot of them ended up as higher ranks, namely Anna ended up as a lieutenant colonel over there. So, yeah, I mean, I can see where that's going to throw everything off kilter, especially for some of the guys that have been allied forever, and they end up as allies again just to come into the waiting teeth of a strict Axis officer waiting to just rip them apart. So, yeah, I can see where it would just, like, drive some of those guys up a wall. Now, after seeing a couple of battles here, I've noticed, you know, with Axis having such an overwhelming numbers advantage and, you know, discussing some of the possibilities behind it, it's obvious, to me at least, that forced random probably isn't going to be the best solution to try to take care of either the numbers problem or try to breathe new life into this. And so I'm not sure if any of you have read this, but there was a post recently on the main forums that Shiv came up with this system as sort of a draft. Now, you know, it basically assigns like a skill level to player or group of players, and then each team gets to kind of pick and choose, and it kind of evens out. Now, what do you think about that, Rar? I mean, do you think that might be a possibility for future campaigns?
Oh, it's definitely a possibility, but we still have to consider, such as how we were saying before, different players and different feels towards each of the team. One player may play excellent as the Allies, using the Grand or something, but then get bumped over to the Axis or get selected by an Axis CO and play entirely different. Or we could possibly see sandbagging, which is, for anyone that doesn't know, players purposely and deliberately playing horribly or just flat out bad so that they're not seen as good and they'll be able to pick whatever team they're on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, if you look, for example, this campaign with what I've been doing, you know, since Axis have had such a huge numbers bonus, I've been kind of trying to stray away from playing as much. You know, I want to try to give everybody else a chance to play. Because, you know, I got school and stuff, and you know, that kind of takes into account. But usually, you know, when I'm around and I'm playing, I'm really dedicated. I'm here a lot. I do the half decently. So, you know, if you were to base my skill off of this campaign, it would be totally skewed from what I really am, or where I think I would be. So, yeah, I mean, I totally understand where you're coming from with that, and it probably would be quite a bit of a problem if we were to institute that for, like, a series of campaigns where people would know, okay, well, for this campaign, I'm on Axis, I don't like Axis, you know, so next campaign, I want to be able to be on my own team, select or whatever, so I'm just going to do crap. So, yeah, that can be a huge, huge problem, huge issue with that system. The other thing I was thinking of with that is if you're allowing, like, teams of people to come in, you know, you get the guys that are, like, you get one really good guy, and then say he pairs up with a bunch of guys that haven't played in forever or a couple of newbies, then, you know, that team's got a lower skill level, and they go over to one team, that can throw things off as well, I think.
Oh, absolutely. The team, or each player is going to suffer as the team does, and vice versa. Now, that's I don't support the draft thing, but regarding future numbers issues, we should go back to how we ran it in past campaigns. I mean, at least for introduction to Source, because these past couple campaigns haven't really been turning out well. We've been putting in a lot of new changes. Well, I wouldn't say they've been turning out well, but not as we had hoped. And we've been putting in a lot of new changes. Now, if we go back to, say, for example, BFE 16, that was a fairly good campaign. I mean, yeah, the Allies did really well, but, I mean, it was still a fairly good campaign. If we just for the introduction to Source, which I imagine will bring a lot more players into BFE for DoD is an aging game, and there's a lot of new games out there, and that's, I think, contributed to the numbers issues as well. But for maybe next campaign or next two, we should go back to how we're running things in the Prime BFE, recent Prime, back to BFE 6, and implement small changes and see how they work, like smaller changes that could lead into larger changes, such as I've seen suggested, like beach maps. Now, don't get me wrong, but I feel like beach maps and objective maps are a poor idea, but now let's say we want to see how this would work. Opposed to just throwing these into the map rotation, we could throw in maps with like objective-esque type goals. And just, we go back to pretty much how BFE used to be with slight changes as opposed to major ones that we've been seeing recently.
Well, I don't know. See, if you go back to like BFE 16, that was the start of the fortifications and such, and that, it seemed, was a start of something awful when you got into the next two campaigns where it was just landslide back-to-back with a landslide. So, you know, it's something to consider, but on the same token, to keep the vets around, you know, it has to be an ever-changing beast. You know, with the way the command structure is, you want to try to get the upper levels more involved. You want to try to have them be more active, give them more to do, so that way that they're around inspiring the men underneath them to be around. And so that, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. You know, you want simplicity, you know, to try to attract new guys, not run into some weird, crazy stuff like with BFE 17 and 18. And then, but then on the same token, you know, you want to have something where your officers are involved, and then they're going to be there to keep their men involved.
I disagree. I mean, yeah, the officers do have to be involved, but not to the extent that some people think they should, like such as medals and that. I mean, yeah, medals are great to give to the guys, but for a lot of COs, they're just kind of a hassle. I mean, don't get me wrong, some people appreciate doing them and enjoy it, but it seems from my experience on the Allies, often our COs would complain, like, oh, I have to do medals, oh, I have to make up a strat. I mean, keeping things simple is the way to go, in my opinion.
Well, maybe we should design one campaign for the Allies, one campaign for the Axis, then. We'll see how that would turn out. You end up with one campaign where it's completely lackadaisical, and then the other campaign would be strict and rigid, and everything has a system. So, you know, I guess the point is trying to find the happy medium, and at the end of it all, it appears that forced random probably isn't the way to go. So, here we are, again, looking for something new to happen. So, but until next week, this is your mofo signing off.
You must die. I alone am best.
A lot of those questions and a lot of that stuff's probably going to get cut off. What do you mean, where do I want to go topic-wise? Have you not heard any mofo radio show at all?
I listened to the first one.
Okay. Basically, I just talk for like 5 minutes or whatever, and I BS with you about this one topic. You know, it doesn't even have to necessarily stay totally on topic, as long as it's somewhat related. And so we just kind of BS, and then I find a point to wrap it up, and I say, blah, 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 bye, see you folks later.